श्री परमात्मने नमः। देयर इज ए लेटर विच हैज इन इट समथिंग ऑफ ए फंडामेंटल नेचर, क्वाइट इंटरेस्टिंग एंड इंस्ट्रक्टिव। A seeker has written that she has been married for a very long time and the married life is going on quite nicely. And the husband and wife have love between them for such a long period, over 30 years marriage going on. And the seeker has written that she as well as the husband, they have not much interest, almost nil in sex, and very happy married life they are leading. But the situation has started changing when the husband happened to come in contact with some other lady and he started getting attracted by that lady. Now this is a common feature in many cases throughout the world. It happens. Either the husband or the wife gets attracted. And the consequences are very unfortunate then. Very unfortunate. So much agony, pain, the emotional upheaval. And when divorce happens, as in many cases it happens, I consider it one of the greatest misfortune of anybody. And it is my effort to save people from such situations. Either don't have a person as your partner in marriage or without marriage, or if you have, then be stable there, be sincere, be devoted. Let not this foolish mind wander here and there. This tricky mind tries to deceive in many things. There is another important point, and that is missed. If there is marriage serves two purposes, spiritual growth as well as the running of the worldly pattern made by God. Both the things. The important thing is to be 100% sincere and devoted and truthful in the field of marriage or having relationship. That is the point. When this coming together of a male and female is only for satisfaction of sexual desire, then it becomes a source of a means of degradation. Then human beings fall down to unknown depths. They become worse than animals. In some of my lectures earlier I explained that in the case of animals, they have a mating season. And their sexual life is regulated by the instinct, by the laws of nature. It is because of the regulation by nature in their life, therefore, no animal ever commits rape. And there is no institution of marriage in the animal world. There is no institution. I never heard that the cow and the bull today are going to get married. they are in some temple, church, or even they are on the crossroad. I never heard. Because there is no institution of marriage. Institution of marriage is only among the human beings. And there is very important purpose for that. The purpose is that human beings should rise above the stage of animality, realize the truth, realize divinity in them, and should not fall down, should not become worse than animals. The animals do not fall down in sexuality because their sex is regulated by nature. Sex in human beings is not regulated by nature. The element of reasoning comes in the lives of human beings. The element of discrimination comes. And the human beings have to decide themselves whether to have sex or not, when to have it, how to have it, why to have it. And all these questions were decided in this country thousands of years ago. They are mentioned there in the scriptures. They are given. Traditionally, people are following even now, by and large, therefore the minimum rate of divorce. But traditionally they are following. Most of them have also forgotten the inner science, the theoretical part. They are forgotten. But traditionally they are following. Now that great science is to spread throughout the world if humanity is to be saved. You all know the reason for this most disastrous, fearful disease, AIDS. You all know. One of the reasons is indiscriminate sexual life. We have to prepare ourselves to spread this message throughout the world. People are becoming ignorant about these things. So, when there is no honesty, when there is no regulation in sex, when there is no faithfulness between the male and the female, as husband and wife, and in some cultures, if they say we don't marry and we have only partners, I don't object even to that. Because the central point in both the places, in both the situations is the same, faithfulness. That it has to be there. Remain faithful in marriage, remain faithful in partnership. Truth and faith cannot be substituted by anything else. They have to be there, they must be there. Without that, humanity will be destroyed completely. Therefore, if faithfulness and truth are not there, then sex without regulation, without limitation, without rules, is the most dangerous thing. It is creating already the problems which it is difficult to solve for the whole world. There is a challenge for AIDS and like things like that. But if there is faith, devotion, and real love, not passion, but love. In the beginning, there is a mixture of passion and love. The effort should be that slowly passion goes away, is transcended, and love then develops. And if there is a sense of responsibility towards each other, and the mind is filled with the idea, how can I be of greater use to my partner? How can I serve her or him more than my own self? Selfishness is substituted by service. And then there is a responsibility towards the new souls coming in the world as sons and daughters, responsibility towards the children, then married life and sex become the greatest source for your spiritual realization. The transformation becomes very quick then, inside, because a time would come through sincerity and faith and truth that this passion, this devil of passion, will start going away, will start getting diluted, and true love will start flowering. This is the secret.